Tamskat Nawa Nawago Maganak Dallas Waskat Nitsiga Sun Egwa.
Fun with the Sigasoyan Tatawaga Kyo. Welcome back, everybody. Just before the break there, we were talking about different resources on TikTok, and I always mention Julia Owlet, also Cree Syllabics Designs. I am Nehio, Nikisha McDonald. Do you have some favorites on there that use language too?
Oh,
sometimes
yeah.
Emery Burninggrass.
No, Emery Burninggrass, when he's playing around with the language, it's so nice to hear him speaking because he's so fluent. I like Cree Designs. Cree Designs, I think it was.
Yeah, Cree Syllabic Designs.
Cree Syllabic Designs. I also listen to, I'm just a Cree Wolf. I can't remember his name.
Oh, yeah. I think I know who you're talking about.
Yeah. I love listening to him. And I even like listening to, what's her name? Wapanoa Square, where she's from up north.
I think I know who you're talking about, but I can't remember her name on TikTok. She's from northern Saskatchewan.
Yeah, and she's Gascateo Squeal, right? Or Apito, I don't even know how I'd say that. Apito Squeal.
Well, Buxies is her name. Yeah. I think she calls herself Mouse or something that.
But she's a real fluent Cree speaker.
And she's young. She actually studies language like us, too.
And her mom's half Jamaican. No, her mom, sorry, is Jamaican. And her dad's Nahio from up north.
Was right.
And she's such a fluent, she's a wonderful speaker, and I love listening to her too.
You know what I really like when I see on there is when people question her, her Nahio line, and then she responds all in Cree to them. That's one beautiful thing about our people is that you're not just half Nahio, you just call yourself Nahio. And she's an amazing language
speaker,
and she just blows me away. I actually follow her on Instagram, too, and she shares a lot of her stuff on there. I think her name is Wapuxis on TikTok.
Yeah, Wapuxis, yeah. So I enjoy listening to her. I also enjoy listening to this. I don't even know his real name, but he has these real funny videos all the time. He's a truck driver. And
try find it while we're doing this. But we'll practice a little bit of Cree here. These are just everyday words you can use around, are you full? Are you hungry? Are you sad? All just little things that you can use like that. Are you ready?
Okay.
I was like, I'm just waiting. You're like, okay.
Moya, I was looking for that guy.
Look for it while we're doing this.
Okay.
The first one we're going to ask, it's kind of like a question. And it's, these are things you can use even on your kids or people in your house. And is, are you full? Talking about from eating. Gispunti.
Gispunti.
And you know, chi always turns everything into a question. It's like our question mark. Gispunti.
Gispunti.
And are you hungry? Ginutegi tanti.
Ginutegi tanti.
Are you sad? Kipwati ganti.
Kipwati ganti.
Are you happy? Gimiwei tanti.
Gimiwei tanti.
And then your responses to that would be like, I am full. Niki spun.
Niki spun.
I remember growing up and all we would say is ki spun, full.
Niki spun, but I imagine ki spun just, obviously you're saying that
full.
You're full.
Yeah,
right?
Full. So. And then, I want to. When you want to do something, you say ninute. I always hear you say that. I want to speak Cree. What was that one band out of Edmonton? They used to sing, I want to speak Cree. And then they would say it all in Cree.
Remember that?
Put it down. Bagatina.
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 Pick it up. Musagana.
Musagana.
Clean it up. Ganatsita.
Ganatsita.
Also, call him or her. Sipwittamau.
Sipwittamau.
Sipwittamau. Sorry,
Sapitamau.
Sipwittamau.
Sapitamau.
That means call him or her. You're telling him.
Sapitamau.
Sipwittamau.
Sapantamau.
No. phone me. Be sewiptamoin.
Be we sipwittamoin.
No, be.
Be.
Sewip.
Sewip.
Tamuin.
Tamuin.
Yeah. Another one is share. Ma mege.
Ma mege.
Yeah. Give thanks. Nanaskamo.
Nanaskamo.
Yep. Smudge. Miyagasage.
Miyagasage?
Mia.
Miyagasege.
Yeah, Mia. I remember we went over this, yeah, something I like know, that, and you I kept know. Saying Miu. Miyagasege. Miyagasege. Is like smudge. Yeah. Egua, another one I want to share. These are just little commands to, smudge yourself. Miyagasaso is how you say, you tell somebody to smudge yourself. Miyagasaso.
Oh, miyagasaso.
Yeah, miyagasaso, smudge yourself. Smudge him or her, miyagas.
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 And smudge it or smudge, to smudge anything is that you could say that. It's either smudge him or her or smudge it, miyagas. Miyagas?
Miyagas.
Yeah. So those are just some cool command words. I don't like to overload everybody, but if you heard something in there that you'd like to use, I say go for it. I like I said, practice makes perfect. But I do believe, Dallas, what do you think of little words and phrases like that being used?
I think little words and phrases like that, they help me. But I was just kind of thinking about that as you were speaking. That I wish I had like a little note, not a notepad, but if I had these words visual for me to see. Because I know for me, I wouldn't be able to remember that.
You know what? Mostly everybody has Facebook. It's pretty good, safe to say that. Go on Nehewe Win Cree Word of the Day. Or you could just search up, you know, a lot of these that I like to use are, I looked for the parenting words and stuff. Search up Cree parenting words or search up Cree holiday words or whatever theme you're looking for, Cree spring words, and things will pop up, and these are good to see on that. I say one of my favorite resources, especially for finding things online, if you're a reader, if you're a person who needs to see it and read it and sound it out, Nehewewin Cree Word of the Day is an amazing resource. And I always talk about I Am Nehio because a lot of the stuff he shares, he'll share videos with audio on how to properly pronounce it. We were just talking about syllabics there a couple of days ago. And I say, even if you don't want to learn how, even if it's hard for you to pick up on the symbols of the writing, practice the sounds of the words of these symbols. The phonetics of it is so important to pronunciation. Speaking of, you were talking about something before we started the language stuff here, Dallas, was somebody on TikTok that you like to you like to watch, and he is really funny. It's called the CC Guans.
Oh, CC Guans.
Yeah, the CC Guans, the Rattles.
That's his name. Cool.
Yeah, the CC Guans. You got to check him out. You want to play one of his videos? Is it one that uses Cree, though? I'll let you find one. But I'm going to talk a little bit more about syllabics and how they helped me. I know when people always ask me, well, what helped you start being more confident in speaking? I always say it's practicing those sounds like the a, e, o. I mean, or whatever. And it's just like the syllabic songs. You always hear, was it Mr. McDonald?
Yeah,
Mr. Brian McDonald, yeah. That has that syllabic song. But even Carl Quinn has a syllabic song. And all you hear them say in those songs is these sounds. And I swear by them, if you're a beginner speaker, practice the sounds. Look at the English writing of it. They call it the... Roman orthography is what they call the ABCs, like what we know everybody in the English world knows. And read it, sound them out, and I trust me, you practice that long enough, you're going to be able to read and pronounce Cree when you read the Cree way better. Practice those sounds.
Hey, and I found actually a good video, so I'll actually give it to you because you know where the mic is. But he talks about speaking Cree in that Liam Neeson. Yeah, and then he speaks.
Liam Neeson. Oh, Liam Neeson. Yeah. What's he off of that?
Taken.
You guys know Liam Neeson. Anyways, he does really funny skits like this. Go check out the CC Guans on TikTok. Here's one. You guys, is it turned up?
You have to turn it up.
You guys got to listen to this. He's so cool.
It's like 20 seconds.
1, 2, 3. If Liam Neeson spoke Cree. I'll stop it there. He said, I don't know what you want. If it's money you want, I'll tell you. I don't have any money. I'll keep going.
Tamtonan,
Welcome, Scott. Welcome, Peyton.
He said, but if it's money you want, let me see. He said, but if you don't let her go, I'll look for you and I'll find you and I will you. And then he says, keep the guy what at the guy, end. Man. But he has all kinds of really funny videos like that. There's so many really good, funny Cree people on there that use the language too. That is one of them. I always come across his videos, and he always like catches my attention on what they call it. The main part page of TikTok is For You page, and I have to say, like, his stuff is hilarious.
Yeah, because he came up with his own, because he's a truck driver, so he has all this time to create these kind of videos.
And all of his videos are in his truck, hey?
Yeah, they're all in his truck when he's driving and working, and I just love the language, you know, and I love that... That he's always
funny.
And
you always say that, though, that humor is a really big... Yeah. Everybody says that humor is a big part of who we are as Nehiyawak. And just being able to laugh, that's a way of connecting with the language and reading that. Mm-hmm. Because it is funny. Like, he was acting like Liam Neeson on that... on that scene and Taken, where his daughter gets taken. He's like, I don't know what you want. I don't know who you are. Yeah, like I don't have any money. Yes, when I... Hamaga, you have another one?
I do.
Okay, you're going to play another one.
When you tease a Cree woman, this is what they say. Nasket nip you mean, man, huh? Nasket chisk. Nagwek bagwat.
Translate that for everybody. Wait, the first one was, you're just trying to embarrass me. Yeah. Second one was calling him a butt.
Yeah, get out of here, you ass.
Yeah. And then what was the last one?
I just hate you. That's the last one, yeah.
But he has really lots of funny stuff on there. I suggest everybody go check him out. The CC Glance, he's super funny. Again, he's a truck driver and he makes all these real funny language and just native, like indigenous humor. Stuff, it's really entertaining, but
it's a good way to learn the language, and he finds humor to help.
And like, you know, like you watch that and it's so engaging, you'll be like, hey, I could use that on somebody. I could say this, and
I can. And then I like it that he translates them too, like he'll speak it in Nehiyo
and he'll write it out
and
there
he'll
too.
Write it out and they'll
so you can read saying. It
so I could read it. Somebody like me who's a language learner every day, I love finding new words that I could say and that I could practice on other people. So for example, I went to this feast yesterday in Frog Lake, and all the elders there were calling me over, the men. So I was shaking their hands. All of them remember what I said to them. I said, Nichikseinu. And this one old guy, because I kept calling him Nichastam, was because I know he's a horse guy. He's a truck wagon driver, right, for the longest time. Boy, he called me over right away. He said, hey, Dance Nichastam. So we were starting to laugh. And he's Nichikseinu. So those words, I just learned those words like 3 months ago. Those three exact words I've never spoken in my life.
Now I remember when you talked about them when you learned them on the show, actually.
Yeah, and I just kept saying them now with these elders, we introduce ourselves and these words that I introduced to them. I mean, they know what those words are, but me being a person that likes to speak words over and over again until I get them, I thought it was so cool that I did that.
That's the best way. You find things that get your attention and you use those, because those are the ones that you're going to utilize the most, especially if it's something that you really are interested in saying or sharing like that. And for me, it was like, I like to hear the translation of songs and stuff like that and humorous stuff like that. But again, you guys got to check out the CC Guns. Is there anybody else you want to shout out before our little break here now?
Well, I was just going to think about the Nutsugwesok. So from the men, I went all across to the other side to talk to the ladies. And I introduced myself, you know, in the Nehiyo language. When you talk to Kateyak, they sure love it when you identify them in those relationship terms, right? So I was calling them Nuigmagan. Nigawis, Nogom, you know, like they sure love stuff like that. And it's such a connective way to talk with elders when you speak in that Nehiyo language using relationship terms.
We've always talked about that, though. Like, don't be afraid to approach your elders that you know in your communities or wherever you may be, because they love it when you try. Even if you don't know a lot of Cree, go share what you ask, questions. They're there and they love to help. From our experience, that is probably your best resource in attaining and words and knowledge about the language. Go straight to the source, our elders. And it's always a cool thing to see. But right after these messages, make sure you guys stick around for some more Cree Chatter Hour.